My special guest is Ricky Crawford, who's in studio with us. Hometown boy makes it big in Nashville. Ricky Crawford, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, goodness. Thanks for that introduction. That was a big one. Well, glad to be here.
Ricky is the president and CEO of Frontier Events, a booking company where you book concerts and represent music groups all across the United States, of course. And one of your biggest, probably best friends is on the line with us this morning. I'm going to let you introduce who we're going to be speaking to.
Listen, Heather, got to tell you a story about this old boy. As we sit right here in this radio station, he grew up 50 miles away from here. Found him on a bar stool in Russellville, Arkansas one night. Had a connection with him right away, and obviously I heard him sing one line in a song, and I knew right away that he was special. I've seen a lot of special people over the years working at the college, and I'm proud to introduce Heath Sanders.
Heath.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, good morning. How are things in Nashville this morning?
Well, they're pretty good. Pretty good. Little warm today, but other than that, fair to middling.
Of course, we're so excited to have Heath come kind of home, but home to us anyway, for Red, White, and Blue. And you're going to take the stage at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We're excited to have you in Mountain Home.
Well, I'm excited to be back. Mountain Home's one of my favorite places on the planet, so anytime I get to come back, it's a special treat for me.
Heath, Ricky, I want you both to talk. Heath, kind of tell us about your career. Tell us about meeting Ricky that night in Russellville and where you've gone from there.
Yeah, I met Ricky at the old bank. And, Lord, I guess that was 7.5, 8 years ago now. And, man, we've burned the roads up together over the last 7 years. And been a lot of fun. You know, me and Rick both watched each other grow in this industry. And it's just been a... It's been a pleasant journey. It really has. Old Rick, he's a hard worker. He's a hard worker, and that's what makes the world go around and making Mountain Home proud out there.
You know, you got your big start when you posted a cover of a Chris Stapleton song on Facebook. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What'd you sing?
Either way, a buddy of mine dared me to put it online. I'd never even considered covering Stapleton because he's one of the greatest vocalists of our lifetime. And I sat down, and it took me 2 weeks to learn how to play the thing. But I sat down and learned it and put it on there, and it changed my whole life. It's pretty funny to look back on now. I still ain't met Stapleton, but if I ever do, I guess I owe him a big handshake and a hug.
Didn't you say one time that if you ever got to meet him, you'd give him a big old fat kiss on the lips?
I can't hardly hear you, Rick, but I'm assuming whatever you said's true. I'm just going to shake my head and say yeah.
That's hilarious. Listen, Heath, tell him about the time that we got together and took off to Nashville right after Bobby Bones gave you a call.
Heather, I'm having a hard time hearing Ricky.
Oh,
you
I'm sorry.
Have to interpret what he's saying.
Yeah, you bet. He wanted you to tell the story about what you guys did after you got a call from Bobby Bones.
Yeah, that was something else. I had, you know, I've told the story before, but I was working in the oil field at the time and worked a solo job out by myself. So I just woke up in the morning and spent the entire, you know, 10, 12 hours a day out there on the road by myself, checking wells and doing things. So from 6 to 10, you know, Bobby was my only friend and my only communication with the outside world. And after that video went viral, you know, Bobby reached out to us on Facebook, and I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it was him, and it sure was a shock. But we done a radio interview the next day, and then he had me down to sing one of my songs a couple of weeks later. Bobby's been a real great influence on country music. He's been a huge influence on my career and just a great guy all the way around. Good old Arkansas boy there.
I'd say Heath Sanders and Bobby Bones are the two hottest things coming out of Arkansas and headed to Nashville in the last decade or so. Wouldn't you say, Ricky?
I'd say so. Heath has really burned the roads up, got to write with some great, great songwriters up there, and has come up with about, I don't know, Heath, your category... catalog got about 80, 90 songs in it already that people haven't heard yet?
Yeah, I would say so, something like that.
So, listen, hopefully he gets to put a whole lot of them out. I think they're going to play a song of yours after we get off this conversation. But, Heath, tell us a little bit about growing up in Marshall, Arkansas, over at the Ozark Mountains, all those places you used to run around at?
Well, I tell you, I look back on it now, and I feel like I thought everybody had a childhood like mine, I guess. Now that I've grown up and seen the rest of the world, I feel really blessed to have grown up in a place like Searcy County. My childhood, from the time I was born to the time I was 10 or 12 years old, Norman Rockwell couldn't have painted it better. It really was a special place to grow up. And, you know, Papaw, he worked in the sawmill till he went on disability there. And he'd wake me up every day, and we'd go squirrel hunting, and, you know, we'd go to Bear Creek and go fishing. We'd go to Buffalo and go fishing, the Little Red. And I just grew up how a little boy should, you know, and I think that's where a lot of my ideas come from. That was my whole purpose of coming to Nashville. It wasn't to be rich or famous. I just wanted to tell the world about growing up in Searcy County and maybe inspire them to raise their youngins in the same manner, because it sure has had a positive effect on my life.
Well, and you're spending your Friday like a lot of us around here are. You're getting your boat ready. You're going to put it on the water this weekend once you get back in Mountain Home.
Oh, I hope Rick lets me have a break so I can. He'll just work you like a dog.
Heath, you just find me in the crowd tomorrow night. I got you covered. I'll take care of Ricky. I graduated high school with him, so I got you back on this one. So
you take care of my light work, please.
Hey, tell us what the fans can expect to hear from you tomorrow night.
You know, I have went over my set list for tomorrow night. I got spanking the other night. I hadn't done a set of mostly originals in a long time. I tend to do a lot of covers because there's a lot of songs that, you know, I've written that people ain't heard. But I've done some visiting in my old notes, you know, from 5-6 years ago, and I even went back on my YouTube page and started looking at some of those old songs I'd put out on there and what people had viewed mostly. And I've modeled my set list for this show after that. I'm gonna break out a bunch of those old originals that people probably ain't heard me sing live in a long time, and I'm looking forward to it. Most of those songs are what I was just talking about, you know, about Arkansas and about the Ozark Mountains and about the life we live there. You know, that place is a hidden jewel, and in my opinion, I've seen the United States from border to border and coast to coast, and in my opinion, the Ozark Mountain region is the greatest place on the planet. So I'm going to sing about that. Y'all just come on out and sing along with me if you know the words.
Well, we can't wait to hear you tomorrow night. Of course, the gates open at 6 o'clock. Heath will take the stage at the 25th Annual Red, White, and Blue Festival at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, followed by, of course, Stoney LaRue at 8 o'clock, and the fireworks will begin at 9:30. Heath, we're so glad to welcome you back home. Maybe we can even call the hogs once or twice tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Woo pig. Let's go.
Hey, Heath, see you later, buddy.
All right, guys. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
All right,
we've got a great song from Heath. It's called Faithfully. Enjoy.
Highway wrong into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round, you're on my mind. Restless heart, sleep alone tonight. I'm sending all my love along the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start a thing. Right down the line, it's been you and me. Love in a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, girl, you stand by me. I'm forever. Faithfully, I there's life under the big top world. We all need the clouds to make us smile. Through space and time, always another shore. Wondering where I am, lost without you. And being apart ain't easy on this love affair. Two strangers learn to fall in love again. I get the choice.
Just a small sample of the incredible talent that is headed our way for Red, White, Blue Festival. And basically, Hometown Boy makes good